Saturday was a perfect spring day, and what a great day for a spring fling and the Peninsula's first fashion show in, well, a very, very long time. I'm talking with Sherry Klaus, as we did previously, to let you know to be involved with the fashion show. And Sherry, it looks like you've got a sellout crowd here today at the Sports Center.
Yes, we're very, very happy with the turnout we have today.
Now, the fashion show is still yet to begin, but I want to do the interview now because one of my heroes happens to be here, and it also is definitely works with what you're raising funds for here. Tell me about what the Shriners do.
So we're raising funds for the Patient Transportation Fund today, and what that does is it transports a child and a guardian or parent to wherever they need to go from Alaska to where they need to go to be seen medically, for the conditions that the Shriners take care of. And Alyssa here today has a scoliosis. That's when one of the things that she was first diagnosed with. And so, So today is, she was interviewed and she came down here from Anchorage. And so she's, her and her mother are here to tell the public what Shriners do.
So you're a resident of Anchorage?
Yes.
And how did you find out about the availability of transportation for your daughter who has been through, well, how many surgeries have you been through, Nalish?
Three, four.
Now, this is radio, so you can't do the hand numbers. You're going to have to talk to me.
Three
surgeries already. Over a period of how long? How many years?
Since 2015 was her first surgery. And that was to fix tethered cord. And then in 2020, she had magic rods implanted in her back, which magnetically grow with the child. That provides them the ability to not have so many surgeries. If they had traditional rods, they'd have to be reopened surgically every time to extend them. But with magic rods, they can do it magnetically with a device that they put on her back.
This almost sounds like a fairy tale to me. How old are you, Alicia?
11.
You're 11 years old. And when did you first find out that you had a problem with your spine?
You were born. Mom,
oh, this was a birth defect, so you've always had that. But you're doing so much better now. And you were up on stage. You were looking just like Vanna White and showing and telling everything that was going on. How are you feeling today?
Pretty good.
And when I said you were my hero, I can't imagine your attitude. You are one of the happiest 11-year-olds that I've ever interviewed, and plus you're gorgeous, but your personality just shines, and you seem to be very grateful for the people that were able to help you. Is that true?
Yes.
This must make you feel as a Shriner that it's all worthwhile.
Yes, I'm a Shriner's Lady, and I'm part of the Ladies of the Oriental Shrine of North America. Yes, very proud to be part of this.
And the fashion show today, what are we going to be showing?
We're going to show Et Cetera by Suze and gowns and party wear. We're going to be showing from Sweeney's outdoor wear and from Belle Shows some lady wear. So, yes, we're doing, and we do have a gentleman also showing fashion today also.
And how did you get together to put this all together and organize it?
Well, I came up with the idea that I wanted to do this to help the Shriners raise funds for this patient transportation fund. And so I started going around town and finding venues and seeing the different prices of it and going to the different clothing venues around town and asking them, do you want to be part of this fashion show for this worthwhile fundraiser? And so I did get a few that were interested, and so we just hope that we're just going to go maybe make this an annual thing.
Sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Oh, yes, it was a lot of fun putting it together, and I have a great group of ladies in my Toogie 2 unit who we all came together and did our parts to make this happen today.
A fundraiser. Now, before Alicia was born, did you ever think that you'd be in need of having this kind of assistance?
Never. Never did I even think at all.
And for the people who are not only here today, but in our community, go to these events to raise funds, but yet don't really see where those monies are spent. What would you say to those folks who just are generous, but maybe aren't sure how many fundraisers they can attend this year?
This could be the difference in a child receiving necessary care versus not being able to. The funds from the transportation fund goes to pay for the adult and the child to go get medical care out of state. And the care that Alyssa received was not even available in Alaska. The magic rods, the magnetic growing rods that she had, are not anything used in Alaska because we don't have anybody that specializes in it.
That's been pretty scary for you when you had a child with a birth defect.
Yes, absolutely. It was. But, you know, Shriners came in and everything has turned out wonderfully.
You look like you're pretty happy today.
I'm very happy. We take pride in being able to give back because it's been a long journey. And, you know, her journey is mostly over since her back has been fused in January, a year ago, January. And we're very proud to be able to come and give back to the community by telling our story.
And now your story is all ahead of you. You're going to have a great life, aren't you?
Yes.
You think maybe you'll be a fashion show model someday?
No.
No? What's your favorite subject in school?
Art.
Art. You'll be a great artist. On behalf of the Shriners and the ladies of the Shriners and all the community that turned out for this worthwhile cause, congratulations. Makes me proud to be part of this community. I'm Earl Sikorsky over at the fashion show, returning you to that Lady Luck sound or the magic wand sound. That sounds better to me, of KSRM.